excited.
And we're back.
Oh, we didn't get a break?
You wanted a break?
No, I found a trailer.
What are you gonna do, shit or something?
No, I found
like
a trailer.
Smoke break.
Oh, if I had my smokes.
If I had my stuff!
Take my arm.
It's a Harry Potter trailer.
Harry, I'd like you to meet Professor
but, Harry, I'd like you to meet Professor.
See before you. It's a curious little potion.
I don't know if that was a sp- this is a spoof.
Why are we listening to this?
Well, because I thought we were getting a break.
No way, dude.
I didn't know if this was a real trailer or
no way, bro.
Can you introduce me?
This must be brand new, then. Oh, this is the trailer. I guess it was pulled because
what? Because they pushed it back a million years,
right? So this trailer was already cut. So this must have leaked.
Oh,
because that's why it's all like this year.
Who gives a crap?
Magic will be more magical than it's ever been.
Wands will be waved. Dragons will be summoned. Hermione's boobs are larger.
And a redhead who can't control his wand.
Harry Potter will be more awkward and taller and lanky. And plus we saw his junk in that play.
You remember that? I was there.
That was crazy gay.
But not that I'm like, not there's anything wrong with that. Not that
no,
I'm
but
gay.
It was hot. But no!
But magic happened.
His dick was big.
And this summer, you'll have that magic experience.
What?
Harry's pot.
Turn this off.
You guys need to stop ruining my Harry Potter experience.
Harry's Harry Potts her I don't know.
Whatever.
Potter?
Woo-hoo,
yeah,
hey,
didn't even
Potter.
Know her. What?
Oh, I hate you. I hate you, kind of. Just a little bit.
So, what other cartoon do you want to talk about, Denise? 80s cartoons, we would have been about, what are you, 24?
25.
Recently?
In June.
Yeah, your birthday's right after mine.
Right.
25. What does that make me? 27? Am I 27 or 26?
You're 27, right?
I have to ask my wife this all the time. I rarely know how old I am. It doesn't matter.
You know where you are?
Not a lot of the time. Your age really stops to matter.
I know.
At one, like, I mean, like, number one, like, we don't have a job. And number two, like, you have a kid and a wife. What
sure.
the fuck does it matter if I'm 26 or 27?
That's actually
I don't
true.
Even know. 81 was when I was born. What's that make me?
Yeah, it's 27.
Sure, 27. There you go, winner. Okay, so I would have been about 8. You would have been like 6. Around the heyday of the gummy bears.
Was it that long ago? I can't have been that young.
Sure,
that's
you were.
Crazy.
Come on.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, they kept airing it for years afterwards.
That's true.
I watched those Disney shows like DuckTales and Darkwing Duck until I was
Darkwing
about 11.
Ducks,
11
bears.
Or 12.
There's something else, Tailspin. There's something else I'm missing. Goof Troop was okay.
Goof Troop sucked, man. I could not still go. Yuck! Oh, I'm an idiot.
I was just
I'm an imbecile, and they let me raise a child.
I'm just perpetually confused as to what they were.
Dogs.
Dogs, right?
Yeah.
But then there was Pluto,
right.
who is a real dog.
But they were car driving dogs.
It was terribly confusing.
There's a big difference.
And then they crossed over, like Pluto would show up sometimes, and then I'd be all confused. But
yeah.
how are they standing up dogs? And
you
this
know what always
is
freaked me
dog?
Out was when you would see Goofy shirtless and he was still all black. And that looked
that
weird to me.
That was way confusing.
That looked weird to me. I'm like, wait, is he furry?
I don't know that they thought that all the way through.
No,
they
yeah,
totally like,
didn't.
Those, they had some Goofy clips
Sorry.
Like back in the day before the show where you know they showed the whole thing about like he's playing football
uh-huh.
or he's learning to drive a car or something
Poorly.
Like that. It's very those
he
things
sucks.
Were all very confusing.
Goofy sucks.
I don't think he sucks.
I always hated him. I hated his kid and I hated the neighbor Pete. He was an asshole.
Yeah, he was a big asshole.
And his son, PJ, was a dickweed.
There isn't anything...
And where was Max's mom in all this? What tragedy stole her away? You know what else was funny about Darkwing Duck? Was the first two episodes. They had a two-episode pilot.
Darkwing Duck.
Was about him adopting Gosalind Waddlemeyer, that little girl.
Right.
Never mentioned she was adopted ever again.
Or that she's an orphan, maybe.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, never say that.
Her mom was like a drug addict duck or something.
I'm sure.
The different universes always scared me, too, because like within Disney, there'd be a universe where all people are ducks, or every animal can be a people.
Right.
Like Tailspin.
A people.
Or did you wonder if they were just segregated? Like, in DuckTales, where, like, St. Canard is where they live.
Right.
Was it just, like, only rich ducks live
Utah
there?
Or something.
Yeah, they don't let, like, foxes and sheep and fucking orangutans.
I never actually thought of it that way.
I thought about that shit all the time.
That's
and
actually weird. They were completely separate from me. Like, they were mutually exclusive.
Well, did you ever notice that if they were ever going to pair anyone romantically, they were always the same species?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that was going to blow our minds. Right. Like, it wasn't already weird enough.
That would be too much.
Like, wait, can an orangutan and a fox have a baby?
I don't know. Well, if they adopted one, I guess.
Well, unless they're gay, then they can't. Right.
Oh, that reminds me, actually. Not that it'll matter by the time this gets put up, but the whole... there's the rally against Proposition 8 this weekend, like going on all over the country.
But it's already been done, right? It's over.
Yeah, tomorrow. But there's still like some kind of peaceful rally.
Resistance.
It's on.
Are there Prop 8 resistance fighters?
Right. It's called Join the Impact. So you can look it up on
the
website.
I'm not going to be surprised if that gets relooked at and they somehow try to ratify that.
Well, Connecticut made gay marriage legal like last week.
Yeah,
I mean every time we lose a state, we get a new one.
Yeah,
good
and
for
them. Fucking, oh my god, I forgot to mention this because it was too depressing. Okay, so you know how Arizona turned over gay adoption?
Right.
They actually took away children.
Are you fucking kidding
and
me?
And put them into foster homes.
That's fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's really depressing.
See, this is one of those things that 50 years from now, it's the same thing where we look at segregation.
Yeah, we're
now.
Like, they actually drug black dudes to death
right.
behind trucks. Like, that. We really did that as a people. That's disgusting.
50 years from now, this will be the exact same thing. Like,
no, I know.
Ah, people are such fuckers.
Let me see if I can find that adoption story. See what
I don't
want
to see it.
I know, it's terrible.
We were just talking about Darkwing Duck and Happy Things.
Darkwing Duck!
That's an awesome show.
Let's see. Arizona is for
other
assholes.
Shows. I want to keep on thinking happy thoughts.
Go ahead. I'll look up depressing stuff while you think about ponies.
Right. Yeah, My Little Pony was really good. They had a mansion, and each pony had a different pony power.
Talk about things that I've seen.
Oh.
Because I don't know what you're talking about, ponies.
There's Rainbow Bright.
No.
And I actually had the Rainbow Bright doll, but
I watched Jim, though.
Jim was fantastic.
That was actually the beginning opening of
the
song.
Oh, that's so good.
Jim is fantastic.
I know, it's great.
You can't just
Jim
say the first words of the theme song.
What was it? How was that? Oh, I want to YouTube that now.
Go for
Such
it.
Such a great show.
I want
can
Jim,
YouTube
and that was
the
my
Jim intro.
That was my guilty pleasure.
This fucking fantastic.
Because
Are
I could not tell boys that I liked Jim. I liked that she had holograms and technology.
Yeah, dude, that's the best part.
But I couldn't tell people that.
And then they had like the bad rock star girls that were the villains.
Yeah.
And she is a good rock star girl. It's so good.
Actually, one of the things on YouTube is like a controversy about her is that one of her songs mentioned making love.
Oh, really?
Asking her boyfriend to like make love to her. And it was like just kids just glazed over, you know.
Sure,
that's but, what rockers.
Well,
that's what rockers do.
I know.
They make sweet passionate love and cocaine.
I mean.
Wow, those are actually really good animations of her dancing.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
With this move.
No, it's actually like really well done. It's not like a shitty, like, recycled animation, like...
Maybe that's the one time they did that.
No, actually, the whole intro is, like, very well animated.
Oh, that show is so good!
I'm kind of shocked here. That little, like, 80s move that she's doing, that's really well animated.
Fucking, that was the golden years of cartoons, man. That's what cartoons need to be.
They must have spent some serious cash on
okay,
that.
Okay, let me ruin your...
Fuck SpongeBob.
Let me ruin your mood now. Arkansas voters passed by a 57% majority a proposition making adoption by homosexual couples legal. As a result, 400 children are required to be moved out of homes they were already placed in and into group homes or orphanages.
That's way to go. Way to go to fucking ruin some kids' lives there,
yeah.
buddy.
No, kids
America,
that had a chance.
Thanks for that.
Yeah,
Arizona.
Kids that had a chance.
Fuck you guys.
And stability... And hey, guess what?
Fuck Arizona.
Maybe they'll be drug addicts
assholes.
Now. So, I actually forgot to go this far down in my list of links. There was another story. A woman was found living with three dead siblings.
What the fuck?
It's on Yahoo News. An elderly woman has been living with two skeletons and a badly decomposed body of her siblings in Chicago. one of whom
only in Chicago
may have died at least 20 years ago. The remains were found covered by sheets in various parts of the house.
That is fucking terrible.
No holes in the sheets, though. Authorities said that one of the siblings was last seen alive in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
The woman living in the house, described as upwards of 90 years, was cooperating in the investigation. The investigation, like, hey, are those skeletons?
Yes. That's my brother Thomas. That's my sister Martha.
What the fuck, man? God damn.
I couldn't afford a burial, so I just kept them here. Wow.
Was she crazy? Is she?
Authorities who did not release the names of the deceased said a care worker had altered them in the situation. Autopsies were due. Yeah, I don't know. That's all they said.
That's fucking nuts.
I want to assume the worst and assume that she was making out with them.
They're her siblings. That's sick.
That's why it's the worst. Oh, shit! I totally forgot this. Oh, my God. I didn't scroll down far enough. Damn it.
Well, this is what the paid viewers are getting.
Did you hear about the Batman getting sued by Batman?
Yes. Yes, I heard about that. It's so good.
A town in India, Batman is suing Christopher Nolan and the producers of
India?
The Dark Knight.
I thought it was like somewhere in the...
No, it wasn't in India. It was
Turkey.
Like Turkey. Yeah.
A little known city in Turkey. You may have never heard of Batman the City. It's in southeast Turkey, the home of the country's oldest oil refinery. The royalty of the name Batman belongs to us. There's only one Batman in the world. The American producers used the name of our city without informing us. That makes no sense.
I know, it's great.
They're not using the Turkish word Batman. They are using bat and then a man.
Right.
Two American words crammed together by DC in the 50s.
And it's funny that they're suing...
The 40s, in fact.
They're suing the movie, right?
Right, because they have the most money right now.
Fuckers.
You know, there's like some Turkish dude sitting around going, "God damn, I just had an idea." Hang on. DC's not doing so hot, but this Batman movie, goddamn, they got some pretty heavy bank, bitches.
It would be even funnier if they're like, that actually wasn't the name of the city. They're like, we're changing the name. Just change all the record books, and we're
all
Batman now.
All of a sudden in Turkey, there's like, you know, Flash Turkey and Green Lantern Turkey. No, it's been called this since 1842.
Their flag is like a Batman symbol.
Dude, they're Turkish, not Indian.
I don't know how to do a Turkish accent.
It doesn't matter. It's all the same.
Isn't it the same?
It's pretty much. This is how you're the same as my dad, actually. When he tries to do any kind of like Middle Eastern accent, he's pretending it's all Indian. It doesn't matter. Right. So that's all.
And you're like,
is.
No, I said Japanese.
Oh, he knows how to do that accent.
I can do a couple of different, you know, Middle Eastern accents. I just don't know how many people I want to offend.
Right.
I can do Indian. I can do sort of like kind of a Persian. Kind of a
let's not do that this podcast.
Kind of a crazy jihad dude.
Yeah, let's don't do that.
I do that for my daughter. She likes it.
Are you?
No, not really.
Oh baby.
I just love that they're saying there is only one Batman in the world. Yeah, fucking Batman, not your stupid shit ass town.
Yeah, nice try. Come back when you can.
You can't really blame
come
them.
Up with something better.
Yeah, their lawyer's a goat.
Their economy is probably suffering too.
I'm sure there's some economic downturn in Batman, Turkey. God damn.
I kind of want to go there now.
Oh, I'm sure it's not nearly as glamorous as the name would imply.
I've seen Batman.
Right, it's really dark and it looks just like downtown Chicago.
Really poor.
Right. Oh, man. Oh, Batman. Good. I'm the mayor of Batman.
That's pretty crazy.
It's fucked up. Anywho, that is pretty sad. Did you hear about Joaquin Phoenix?
Claiming to retire.
He's quitting.
Because he's coked out of his mind.
Yeah, he's going to try to follow his music dreams.
Yeah.
Whatever. See you in the next Gladiator.
He died.
Part
Gladiator
two?
Beyond the Dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, they're going to do like a still super over-the-top Gladiator. And he's
fighting in Elysium.
Yeah, exactly.
Elysian Fields. Did you...
No, they're just going to be high the whole time.
There was a thing like he was... Right after he made that announcement, he was presenting at some awards ceremony or something. And he was totally incoherent and like stumbling everywhere.
Big surprise.
Poor Hollywood. Hollywood just fucks people. Also, another thing I forgot. Man, I forgot a lot of stuff. End of an Era... especially for Eli, the last company to produce a VCR that does not also have a DVD player crammed in it was JVC, and they have stopped. As of like a week ago, you cannot purchase a new VCR.
I'm going to buy one of those, like the dual things.
Oh, God, why?
For shitty movie nights.
Why do you need a dual one? I mean, you've got a better DVD player.
Because you know who has one? Lisa?
Because when we're like 80, we're going to be like, you remember.
You think you're
going to
hold on to that shits when you're 80?
I still have my first stereo that I bought when I was like 15.
Well, that's depressing.
It still works.
Keep that. This is why your move into your new place is going to be a nightmare. You keep everything.
Listen,
this
and I'm going to
tell
you this.
Works, and I make use of all of it.
I don't know what you do when you move, but when I move, I try to throw away everything that I haven't touched since the last time I moved.
The exact opposite. He actually buys more stuff.
I almost make use of all that. Like in my office, that stereo works as like I have that connected to both the computer and like my little
throw it
extra
away
side
throw it toward. Away. Don't burden yourself with possessions.
Still works.
Throw it away.
Works just fine.
It's good. Let someone else have it. Take it to Goodwill. You don't
still
need
good.
It. You got better stereos than that.
I spent like $600 on that thing back.
It is worth 45 cents.
Well, I spent like $600 on it when I was like 16.
Yeah, on a good day, it's worth
because
45
cents. I worked an entire summer to make the money for that.
I hear you on that, dude, but
and
honestly,
it still runs. No,
I used to keep shit until I'd had it for 10 years, and we made up a rule after we moved to our first house that, like, if when you're moving, you go, oh, shit, I haven't seen this since the last time we moved. Throw it away. Goodwill it. Throw it away. Give it away. Craigslist it.
Well, that's
something.
That's the difference because like I don't look at that stereo going like, oh man, like I turn it on, make use of it. I actually don't have as much stuff as she makes it out to. I do have a lot more comics and magazines.
You don't
stuff
have
that
any
I
closets,
have
so everything you own is out in the open, which means you can't lie about how much stuff you have.
You've
I can see all your shit. That office is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, and I make use of all that.
There's like a Ziploc bag full of twisty ties that have already been used, and you're
like
nope, use them.
As of recent, like when I've been needing some stuff, I know where everything is. I'm like, oh, I need that, and grab it
God
and make use of it.
You know, the one thing I really miss about our old shitty house was that right before we moved, we cut everything perfect, and we have not done it. We had the baby as soon as we moved here.
Oh.
So, like, my garage is still just piles and piles of boxes. But in my old house, my garage was a workshop. There was pegboard on the walls. All my tools were set up. Everything was perfect. I'll never do that here. I floored my entire attic in my old house. We don't have a single board in the attic here.
I bet I do that when I move into my new place because I will be able to... My office will be bigger. And I'll have sort of a separation of bedroom to living area. So... I'm actually going to have like an interesting setup.
You'll be nesting.
Yeah, I'll be nesting into that place. But seeing that I'm just starting on my my website, then I'm definitely going to set up the office like
a little bit better. What technology are you trying to implement for this site if you're not using WordPress? What are you trying to code it by hand?
Yeah, I'm doing
it. Okay, stop.
I'm already mostly done.
Start over.
I'm already mostly done.
What are you going to do on this site? Are you going to post
it's
art
just
frequently?
It's just portfolio.
You need to use WordPress.
I know. I can do what I want.
Okay.
And I've already built most of it.
You're going to have a tough time.
I'm not going to update it. I'm not doing what you're doing. It won't be that. It won't
you
be
don't
that
have
hard.
To do what I'm doing, though. I mean, like, WordPress is scalable. You can do everything from nothing to... My portfolio is built in WordPress, and all it is three pages with a bunch of pictures... But when you click them, it does awesome shit. The screen fades to black, and the pictures come up, and...
Yeah, I got some of that already going.
Oh, whatever.
With the stuff that I got.
Hand coding is sad and hard.
It is a little tricky.
It's
spent
just too fucking hard.
Most of the day just trying to figure out this and that, and I was like, okay. Like,
I don't even know how to dynamically code. I just know how to fix WordPress. That's it. I learned WordPress the hard way. I don't know PHP, but I do know... how to change things in WordPress. Like, I know how to hunt down a piece of code and change it if I need to do something different, but I can't do anything from scratch.
Well, I use Ultra Edit for most of that stuff. So, like, it's a... Granted, I'm building all this on a PC because all my tools that I've had in the past are all PC tools.
I've got everything for Mac if you need it. I've got the whole CS3 studio, and I'll get CS4.
Hot in here.
Yeah, I just need to figure out a couple things. But yeah, I mean, that's why I spent most of the day was just coding up most of that stuff.
See, but you can probably take most of what you did and move it right into WordPress if you ever wanted to add a blog to it or do anything dynamic or do like automatic updating of any kind. Or
I could probably at some point do that, but right now it's not really so much about that as much as it is just getting myself re-familiar with non-geo site web
with old
pages.
Technology. Getting yourself caught up to 1999.
Which is why I'm like sort of hand coding this stuff, because I'm like, okay, yeah, now it's starting to remember like a lot of that stuff.
You know, of like the four people I know that use GeoCities, their pages are still there. Untouched.
Everybody's
since, like,
GeoCities are still there.
I mean, but like untouched, they probably don't even remember the passwords, but they're still there.
Right. There's tons of shit that every time I come across, like trying to find audio clip for the web, for the podcast, and it's like, here's a GeoCities.
Rotating GIFs!
Oh, it's always an American flag.
Yeah. Or like a flame.
Yeah, or a flame or a cross, like a skull and crossbones.
Like or a Jesus rotate thing.
I can't say I've seen a lot of those.
No, you'll see like a cross and like a fish. Anyway. So I bid you fond adieu, VCR. You miserable Aww. Piece of shit. I don't know if you remember this
There's
or
good
not,
times.
But right before DVD players really took off, there was a competing format made by JVC. JVC, I think, invented the VCR. The VHS VCR. I think they were the first.
Maybe.
They had a competing format to DVD, which was high-quality digital VHS tape. It was basically like mini DV or DAT tapes, but gigantic.
Yeah, those are... It's kind of like the...
It was a lot like Beta, but it was digital.
Well, yeah. But it was...
Well, the format was called DVHS.
Yeah, it was... yeah, it was about the size... Well, it's funny because since VHS and Beta were the two competing, like, or the two formats, Blu-ray and HD DVD, they still have, what's it called? Super Beta, which is a massive tape. It's like as big as my screen.
Yeah, and most TV stations still run off of that.
Well, yeah, when I was working on the TV trailer for the Road to Hell 30 game, I had to go down to a studio in Dallas, and they were like, here, you're gonna need this. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And it's like Super Beta. And I was like, well, that's great, but how do I get this onto a computer?
Yeah, it's just a fluke.
Like,
that
yeah,
that
you
made
don't
it.
Do that.
It's just a complete fluke that format caught on.
Best quality and easy to transfer for that format. And that format's...
Until now?
Well, no. That studio was... I mean, this is only like 3 years ago. That studio is still around, and they still like... It's because the hardware is still really good and it's
no,
all
no,
embedded.
I'm saying it would be too expensive for them to start over, but it needs to all be digital. There's no reason to have physical media for that shit now.
Well, no, they transfer, they make digital forms of it, but everything's still, like, it's like as you're recording shit, it's getting recorded to Super Beta as well.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you're done, they're like, here's the backup.
Did you see Red's new camera system?
No.
You know, Red makes the Red 1 high-def movie cameras. Yesterday they released, I can't remember what it's called. It's a line of products that can be either video cameras or still cameras, and you buy it piece by piece. So you're like, I want this brain and this lens and this body, and I want it to be a video camera that records to compact flash card, or I want it to be a still camera that records to SD card. So you basically build it in chunks. And it's like all interchangeable, and it's like the highest quality available in optical technology right now.
Whoa. I'm just looking at some of the images. Fucking space machine.
Yeah, you can put together like your high def movie camera. And it ain't cheap, but it's affordable. More so.
I've always thought that. Like, even since I was a kid, I always wanted to, wow, that's nuts. Like, you know, when I was growing up, and the big thing back then was the big over-the-shoulder, like, VHS recorder, and we always wanted one of those to make movies with.
Yeah,
it's
too.
Very, very, what's the name of that movie that we saw, that we all went and watched, where they remake all the movies?
Oh,
Be Kind Rewind.
Yeah, Sweeted.
Like, yeah, it's very in that, like, genre, and I still, like, every time occasionally I'll go to a thrift store, and they have tons of like old cameras, and I was like, man, I wonder if that works, because I'd totally buy one of those and get everybody to one weekend worth of like whatever we can throw together. But the problem is like, again, physical media, and it's like, well, shit, how do I edit this? Like,
you'd have to bring it all into Final Cut. You'd have to do it analog to digital and take real time, and it would take forever to encode. And
I would actually do it the old-fashioned way with my two VCRs and like edit them that way.
When we would make videos in high school for projects, this one guy we knew had an editing station, which wasn't so much an editing station as it was a crossfader from Radio Shack.
Yeah.
But it was this was what was pretty goddamn cool about it for the time. Because, you know, only the richest kids we knew even had, like, usable personal computers. And there was nothing video about computers at the time. Like, most computers could not watch a video, much less make one, you know? Okay. So he's got this editing console. It's got two video inputs. So you hook up two VCRs to it, and you have an output VCR. So you've got three VCRs going at once, but you can crossfade between clips. Or it had a third input where if you hook the camera up to it and then set it to a certain mode, it was almost like green screen, where anything you wrote on a white background would show up any color you wanted it to, superimposed over the image if you set this certain setting.
Huh.
So we would have all of us like, here's our video for social studies! And we could superimpose titles that we had like written in Sharpie on a piece of white paper would show up green over the screen, or like blue or red or something. It was fucking... And then you had an audio in so we could add music later.
Yeah,
but it was all real time, so it took like 100 hours to put one of these together.
Yeah, when we did that, we had two VCRs, and we would dub from one to one. And then I spliced in audio off of like a boombox through the second VCR as it was recording to that VCR. So we split that signal, so we made it like mono when we brought it in.
Yeah.
So it would only show up on one side, so we always had to turn it up, but we could overlay like our own music or whatever. But yeah, all the editing was done that way. Straight from the actual camera to like my VCR at home.
Yeah.
Because it was hi-fi, so you didn't get as much of the tracking editing. Like, you have an edit splice, and then like between that you see like a tracking,
yeah,
like the white line run down the middle.
No, that's sad. Yeah, it's fucking crazy now that you can do like what at the time would have been considered professional level movies, like just on your Mac, and just really fucking easy.
If I was just butt ass rich, I would buy one of these cameras.
I don't know how much
my car.
I don't know how much the like the basic still model is.
It's got to be pretty goddamn expensive.
It's supposed to be pretty fucking expensive.
The red one body only is $17,500.
Yeah.
The base pack, the rack that goes on that camera is $1,200.
Yeah.
The lens anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000. And then you have to have the playback monitor, which is about $2,500.
Yeah.
The
I mean, these are intended. Just, they're intended for professionals, but they're intended for indie professionals.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I don't even if I had it. God damn, the drive, the recording drive is like $5,000. Then you've got like cross cables and adapters that are like $500, $4,000.
Yeah,
what they
want for these
this,
is they
have to be like. God, that's if probably you're like $45,000.
They want this for if you're making a movie for like $200,000. They want you to be able to afford this and still make your movie. But the quality of the Red series of cameras is such that you could still make all the way up to like Spielberg level movies with them.
Oh yeah, totally.
They should be able to achieve quality that is almost like 98% as good as film.
Yeah, they have like a 2.8 f-stop. 300 millimeter like lens is like $5,000. It's a pretty nice lens. Yeah, if I just won the lotto, I would buy one of these and we would all make a movie.
Yeah, why not? When I was little, I wanted to get a camera that I saw on the Discovery Channel that recorded to audio cassette. But it recorded video to audio cassette in black and white. It was called like the Pixel 1 or the Pixel 100. And it recorded, like, thumbnail-sized video, like your head was a pixel, but to audio cassette. It was like, holy shit, I could make my own movies! Oh, my God! We saw them at Toys R Us one time. I think they were $300.
wow, this guy must be really rich who runs this place.
Yeah.
Because it's like no deposit required.
No. The red guy is already rich for another gigantic brand. Ray-Ban. No. Oakley. He's the Oakley dude.
Oh, well, that explains why it's all like looks very plasticky. It looks very durable, but it looks really plasticky. I'm like fascinated with this camera now.
You should read up on them. It's actually quite an interesting story. The guy that started, I'm trying to find it, Jim Gennard is his name. He founded Oakley. Basically, he was like, wait, why the fuck can't you make a movie without renting a Panavision camera? What the... And film is so fucking stupid. Why do we have these amazing digital cameras, but no one's doing this for film? And the best thing at the time was the 2K camera, which was half the resolution of film. So you could always tell when something was shot digital, because it looked... You couldn't achieve depth of field, you know? Like, the problem with digital cameras for movies is everything was in focus all the time. And that basically made them look like shit, even though they were high quality. So he set out on a mission to just fix this problem. And got some guys together, started building it from the ground up. Not only the concept, but they actually built the chips that are in the camera. Because they didn't have... There weren't processors good enough to do it. There like wasn't RAM good enough to do it. So they built all of it from the ground up. They screwed it into an aluminum box, basically. And then went to a consumer show with it. And at the end of that show, like... Five like major directors were promising pre-orders the moment it was available. Like Peter Jackson's on board, and like all these other great directors were like saying, "Dude, the moment these are available, I want five." And the deal was they were going to cost like $30,000 or $40,000, as opposed to $500,000, and they're not even for sale, which is what Panavision does. So,
sucks.
Anyway,
some of their videos are broken.
I like that guy because he saw a problem and decided to fix it and just did it and made like the baddest ass product ever that people that are in that industry could actually afford.
Yeah.
Like dudes cannot afford that. But but you know what a good business would be though now is buying like 10 of those and then renting those out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you had the money for that, but then you have to have insurance for those.
There's already an industry renting out much more expensive cameras.
No, I mean, yeah, it's true.
And storing film costs about $1,000 a month.
That's your business model right there is what you want to do is you want to have massive amounts of storage these guys.
Well, no, what I mean, no, these guys can just buy hard drives is the point. What I'm saying is like when you shoot on regular film, those negatives have to be maintained forever in cooled storage. Yeah. It's $1,000 a month. So, plus it's got to be like fireproof. Anyway, that's the end. I'm done. Nice little Bowie playlist you got going on here. Denise is asleep.
I'm just interneting.
Yeah, whatever. All right, this is post show for podcast number 36. Also now done.
That's
about 30, 35 minutes. It's not bad.
It's a good length.
It's a little bonus. We didn't even talk about cartoons like we were going to.
That's all right. There's not much else to say except that they were awesomer back in the day.
Jim is a bitch!
Here, let's do this again.
She was not.
Just to make Denise happy.
What is this? What is it?
We'll just play that song again.
Oh, Jim? All right, we'll end it.
That's gonna kill her.
Oh. Jesus, Jim. Oh, is this a Jim song? Are you guys going to see her in February? She's coming to town, Jim.
It's a great live
act. She had holographic computer technology. And her boyfriend knew both Jim and her alter identity and could not tell them apart. And the only difference was bigger hair.
Right. And there was a rock-off between her and the Misfits.
Was that the name of the girl band?
The Bad Girl Band.
The Bad Girls were the Misfits.
Right.
Jim and the what?
Jim and the...
Like the Dazzlers or some shit?
Ah, shit.
Slut whores.
Oh, the sluts? J-E-M. Jim. Jim. Wow, there was a singer named Jim.
There is.
Oh my god, the hair fucking kill me.
It's awesome.
Shit, my balls. That is terrible.
So good.
She looks like a grown-up Jean-Benet Ramsey dressed in plastic.
owner manager of Starlight Music. With the help of Synergy, a holographic computer.
Oh, Jericho. Yay. Jim and Jericho.
Oh, yeah, the name of the front girl in the Misfits is Pizzazz.
Pizzazz. Yes.
Love it. Love it.
What's Jim's last name? Oh, what was the band's name?
I can't find it.
Jim and the Dickholes.
It doesn't say in the wiki.
What?
Not that I can find.
Jim and the... It's like Jim and the Rockers or something shitty like that. Jim and the Dirty Tramps with fucking herpes, elephant herpes. What the fuck? What can I find?
I can't find it either.
All right.
Oh, I think they're just the holograms.
The holograms?
I think that's all I can find.
Yeah, the holograms. Jim and the holograms.
Right? Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, whatever. It was a great show. It doesn't even matter.
Oh my god. The
Shit,
imagery.
Is that not on DVD? I'm so buying that.
The imagery is terrifying.
Ah, oh, it's so good.